البيان راديو بريزنتس الدعاء بريزنتد باي مازن البزري.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، اللهم صل على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Hello and welcome again to this short series, Ad-Dua, and we've been discussing this important topic and this great act of worship, supplicating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wallahi, it shows one's iman when one raises his hands or her hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and calls and supplicates and asks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, for many of us, we make dua and we may not know what the result of that dua is. Insha'Allah ta'ala, I wanted to share with you one hadith which was collected by Imam At-Tirmidhi rahmatullah alayhi, showing us what does happen or what goes on when you ask from Allah. What is the result? What takes place when you ask from Allah? قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من مسلم يدعو بدعوة ليس فيها إثم ولا قطيعة رحم إلا أعطاه الله بها إحدى ثلاث. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no Muslim who calls upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a supplication, and this supplication has no sin in it, nor is it a call to sever the ties of kinship. So as long as you make a dua, you supplicate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your supplication is not regarding a sin, not asking for a sin, nor is it to sever the ties of kinship, then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him one of three things. So when you make this dua, when you supplicate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the three things or scenarios follows. Imma an tu'ajjalu lahu da'watuh, wa imma an yaddakhiraha lahu fil akhirah, wa imma an yasrifa anhu مِنَ السُّوءِ مِثْلَهَا. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one of the three scenarios follows when any Muslim calls upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that which you are asking for, or either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save it for you on the Day of Judgment, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove from you a harm equal to or similar to the dua that you have asked from Allah. So these three scenarios is what takes place when you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we can expect when we make a dua. One of these three scenarios will follow. Now what's amazing is when the companions heard these words, this was an encouragement for them to just ask and continue asking. So they said, قَالُوا إِذَا نُكْثِرْ فقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام الله أكثر. When they heard these words, they said, if this is the case, O Messenger of Allah, then we're going to increase. We're going to make so much dua. Then he said, الله أكثر. That Allah is greater. No matter how much you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how great your supplication is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater. In other words, ask from Allah, brothers and sisters, for what that is which is with Allah does not run out. That which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no limits. Therefore, ask and increase your asking and your dependence and your reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most generous, Al-Kareem, Al-Hayy, as we mentioned, one who is shy, one who becomes shy when his servant raises his hand, he becomes shy to return them empty-handed. هذا والله أعلم وجزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.